Penguin Random House Audio presents Fire and Blood by George R. R. Martin. Read for you by Simon Vance. Fire and Blood, being a history of the Targaryen kings of Westeros. Volume 1, from Aegon I, the Conqueror, to the Regency of Aegon III, the Dragonbane, by Archmaester Gildane of the Citadel of Old Town. Here transcribed by George R. R. Martin. Aegon's Conquest. The maesters of the Citadel, who keep the histories of Westeros, have used Aegon's Conquest as their touchstone for the past 300 years. Births, deaths, battles, and other events are dated either AC after the Conquest, or BC, before the conquest. True scholars know that such dating is far from precise. Aegon Targaryen's conquest of the Seven Kingdoms did not take place in a single day. More than 2 years passed between Aegon's landing and his Old Town coronation, and even then the conquest remained incomplete since Dorne remained unsubdued. Sporadic attempts to bring the Dornish men into the realm continued all through King Aegon's reign, and well into the reigns of his sons, making it impossible to fix a precise end date for the Wars of Conquest. Even the start date is a matter of some misconception. Many assume wrongly that the reign of King Aegon I Targaryen began on the day he landed at the mouth of the Blackwater Rush, beneath the Three Hills where the City of King's Landing would eventually stand. Not so. The day of Aegon's landing.